It's Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to note today: how customers buy, how help desk work and exec investment, and Microsoft's new industry-specific cloud. This is the Business of Tech. Tech Isle with new data on the shift to business outcome-based, customer success-driven pricing. In 2017, 11% of small businesses and 14% of mid-market preferred the model. In 2021, that's doubled, 22% and 28% respectively. How about opinions of managed services pricing? SMBs prefer transitioning to a company-wide fixed recurring fee to take uncertainty out of the picture versus per device or per user. 29% of SMBs prefer incentive pricing tied to performance levels guaranteed by the provider. 78% want to work with suppliers who, quote, can connect business challenges with technology and design, architect, deploy, and manage technology solutions that deliver business outcomes, end quote. Oh, and only 9% are helping customers drive innovation. So let's compare against new CompTIA data around help desk trends. It's a split in their survey set. 46% are using both internal and external resources, 49% using exclusively internal, and only 5% exclusively using external. Those help desks are using chat software in 52% of cases, and the overwhelming use case for artificial intelligence is classifying or routing requests. The number one metric for effectiveness? Customer satisfaction. Finally, tying this together, two-thirds of senior execs plan to increase investment in automation and AI per a McKinsey study. About 20 to 25% of the workforce in advanced economies could work from home between 3 to 5 days a week. And the study believes 70% of time in the computer-based office work area could be spent working remotely without losing effectiveness. So why do we care? Pulling together several sources here for a complete picture, let's tell that story. Customers are increasingly measuring success by business outcomes. They aren't keen on per-user or per-device pricing. They aren't getting a lot on the innovation front. 95% of the sample group have internal resources, which they are generally happy with many using AI and chatbots successfully to serve customers. In the landscape for support, they will be supporting is changing fast to heavily distributed. Let's challenge an idea. How viable is the fully outsourced IT operation when IT becomes a core requirement? I'm not saying managed services is dead. Instead, long live managed services, where components or parts are done in conjunction with the internal resources and everything is measured by the business outcome. The trend is back into business consultants, moving into the business layer to drive those outcomes. We see it here all in the data. Microsoft announced several new cloud offerings specifically for industry verticals. The company is focusing on financial services, manufacturing, and nonprofits as new offerings, and updating its healthcare cloud in April and previewing a retail offering in March. As the piece from CIO Dive highlights, AWS, Google, IBM, and several others also have per-sector clouds as well. There's a quote from the global leader of industry solutions at Google Cloud in this article that struck me. Quote, "We want to definitely be a cloud provider, but we want to be a business solutions provider as well. We don't want to be an IT provider from infrastructure. We want to be able to really help our customers move forward," end quote. Here's the other quote from Microsoft on the blog. Quote, "We work with industry-leading independent software vendors and system integrators to ensure our customers have the solutions they need to address their business challenges," end quote. Why do we care? Notably absent from the Microsoft quotes is IT service providers, because they aren't necessary in this model. Couple that with a Google approach, we want to be the business solutions provider as well. This isn't meant to be a gloomy episode. It's instead to focus on where the opportunity really is, which is in the business layer. If you aren't playing in the business layer for your customers, you're going to be washed away. Not saying this happens instantly or today or even tomorrow. Then again, you don't see the change in the water on a tsunami either until it sweeps you away. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I'm going to duck out, try and enjoy the one day nice weather here in DC, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.